apologize about that. I'm really sorry. We'll try our best to make sure lunch is ready on time tomorrow. Praise the Lord. But I hope the lunch was worth the wait. Are you sure? Oh, good. Okay. We're now in another session where Prophet Bab, the anointed man of God, is going to minister to us. So I'd like you to rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. And let's put our hands together to welcome the servant of God, Prophet Bab.
Thank you, Father. Kababa Shakahai. Thank you, Jesus. There is a numbering going on in this building. And there was given unto me a reed like unto a rod. And he said unto me, measure. Measure the temple. Measure the altar. Measure the tabernacles. Measure the inner courts. Measure the people worshiping there. Leave out the outer courts. Another measure of time is appointed unto it. Shall be trodden under by the Gentiles for 42 months. And the man with the measuring line came forth. And he measured 1,000 cubits. And he took me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. And he measured 1,000 cubits. And the waters were to the knees. And he measured 1,000 cubits. And the waters were to the waist, the loin. And he measured 1,000 cubits. And the waters could not be passed over. And they became waters to swim in. And on either side of the river of life was the tree of life. And it bare 12 manner of fruits. And the fruit was for meat. And the leaves was for the healing of the nations. The man with the measuring line is in this conference. And most people don't understand that there are proportions that are being handed out in this meeting. Proportions of heavenly measures that will be applied in various territories and spheres of the earth. Lift your hands and worship Him. Thank you. Adonai. 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 Baruch Hashem Adonai. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Baruch Hashem
Adonai. Baruch Hashem. Adonai. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Adonai. 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 Adonai.
Adonai,
Baruch
shall sing the Messiah's song.
The Messiah's song.
My lips shall sing the Messiah's song. My lips, my lips shall sing the Messiah's song.
The Messiah's song.
My lips shall sing the Messiah's song.
Blessed is the city of David.
Blessed is the city. Yeah.
You know, I can see the waters gather. I am seeing conferencing by various angels, waters from various territories. And the books of various territories open. The Holy Spirit is saying, now is the time to mirror counsels of heaven in the earth. There is no revelation in the earth unless seals are broken in heaven. And there should be no conferencing in the earth unless conferences are taking place in heavenly places. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heavenly places. The Spirit of God says there is another church being born. And now you must take your stand. Whether you are going to be in the church of the terrestrial or the church of the celestial. He says, because the things I bring to you in this conference, they are not for the terrestrial church. They are for the church of the heavenly order. For the church of the firstborn which is in heaven. They are the church that operates in the heavenly city of Mount Zion. They are the ones who can sing, my feet will stand within your gates and walk within your walls. If you don't operate in that church, you have no part in this matter. You have no access to scrolls. You have no access to broken seals. The Spirit of God says, now the man with the measuring line has come. The reed like unto a rod is stretched over Nigeria. Says the Spirit of God, the reed of like unto a rod is stretched over this nation. And there will be a partitioning. There will be two orders of leadership that will emerge. There will be a church of the natural and a church of the supernatural. There will be a church of the terrestrial and a church of the celestial. There will be a church that knows the heavenly tabernacle and the one that feels earthly tabernacle. And there will be ministers who are men in one, and there will be ministers who are stars in the other. There will be priests according to Levi in one, but there will be priests according to Melchizedek in the other. My measuring line is stretched forth. Oh, Nigeria! Nigeria! The nation divided by water will now be divided by my hand. My messenger, the man with the measuring line, is going through your land. There will be two sets of ministers that will emerge. There will be ministers of men and ministries and platforms. But there will be ministers of the spirit, of the kingdom, and of the heavenly city. There will be two kinds of offices that will emerge. Offices that will function in the manner of men. They will function in the temple of men. They will function in the agenda of men. There will be another set of ministers that will emerge. They will function in the heavenly tabernacle. They will function in the manner of the eternal, in the celestial. And they will build another house. Because there is a crystal house in building in your city. There is a house of crystal, a temple of precious stones that is in building. There is a nation within nations. There is a city in the cities of the earth whose citizens are beginning to cry, blessed is the city of David. They are beginning to sing another song, and that song is, my feet will stand within the city of God. They are producing another sound. There will be two kinds of musicians. Because you think gospel music has gone general. And there is gospel music everywhere. And those of you mixing secular with gospel. And those of you secular who think you can sing gospel because you have a good voice. Hear me. Another day has come. Musicians are going to be phased out. But men and women that know the sound of the city will be released. Those that took us captivity said unto us, when we sat down by the rivers of Babylon, we wept when we remembered Zion. And those
those who took us captive said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. But we said unto them, how can we sing the Lord's song of Zion in a strange land? There is a song only citizens will know. In this time, listen to me, musicians, your days are numbered. Your days are numbered, and I'm not talking. I don't have any, I don't know musicians. I don't know who you are. Well, hear me, this word is wrong. Your days are numbered. There is another sound. It is the song of the city. It is the song of the river flowing from the throne. It is the song of lightning and thunder. It is the song of the musical scrolls of heaven. There is another generation of seers that are awakening. In this day, you will see the manifestation of old prophets versus new prophets. You will see the confusion of old prophets versus new prophets. The day where the musical seer will pass the veil and cease to minister in the tabernacle that is before the veil and enter into the one that is beyond the veil. The man with the measuring line is in your land, says the Spirit of God. And from this moment, this point, this place where you now stand, the dividing line has been drawn. The dividing line has been drawn because so God says, I will take experience out of music. And I will release revelation by music. So that the first will be the last, and the last will be the first. And those who know the experience will have to learn from the people who will have encounters and revelation. And so there is a new schooling in sound, says the Spirit of God. There is a new schooling in worship. So God says, I let you worship in the outer court, but now I demand the incense of music to come from priesthood. Because when musicians sing, people are entertained. When musicians sing, people are blessed. But when priests offer song and sound, spirits are summoned. And the Lord God said, you haven't summoned me. You haven't called for me. You built your own house and asked me to dwell in a tight place. And I have dwelled up unto this point, but no more. So now, from now, the presence that reveals will be taken from the wise. And the glory that illuminates will be taken away from the prudent. But also the babes and sucklings that have the heart of a child, the revelation of the kingdom will now come. Here now you see and behold me. It's a transfer of scepter from one dimension to another. It is a transfer of scepter, the transfer of rulership, the transfer of government, the transfer of authority to birth new moves in the earth. It's going from one realm and going from one tabernacle and it's being handed to another tabernacle. Because the reed, the measuring line, is a rod. The reed that measures and divides is the rule, the rod of authority with which to rule. The rod is transferring by means of the measure. Kababa shakahaya. I will away
in the dawn.
The measuring line is the indication of the rod of authority. to rule, to shape, and to bear. To divide between that which was old and that which I now give. Say, for too long you resisted me. Too long you caged me. Too long you squeezed me and put me in your scheme, your agenda, your program, your plan. But now, O Nigeria, I say unto you, no more. O land divided by the rivers, you are now divided and set in order by the measuring rod. No longer by the river, but by the rod. No longer by the Niger, the Benue, and the conflict, but by the measuring rod that the Lord will give. You are living in the days of another priesthood. The covenant of the former priesthood is finished. Unless you adopt the measures of this other priesthood, your land may not be saved. I gave you new wine, but you resisted me. I gave you new measures. You rebuked me. I gave you new wine skin, but you insisted on the old. You fed fat and heavy and full on the old. This is the day of the separation between those who seek their comfort and who seek their agenda and those who seek me, says the Spirit of God. This is the day of the separation between those who seek their system and who seek their denominations and their wineskins and your agenda, says the Spirit of God, and those who seek me. Have you not heard how Moses took the tabernacle of congregation that was in the midst of the camp and pitched it far away from the camp? And it came to pass that whosoever sought the Lord went without the camp, because the glory of the Lord descended on the tabernacle of congregation without the camp. And those who worship but stayed in their tent never got close to the glory. But as many as sought the Lord, they went without their camp, without their tent, without their structure to the tabernacle of the living God. Hear now, says the Spirit of God, the measures that you receive in this conference don't belong to the former church. They belong to another dispensation. This is the day of the building of the city of heaven in the air. Lift your hands, give him praise. Kababa Shakahai. Kibaba. God is recounting his covenant with Nigeria. He's recounting his dealings with Lagos. He's opening the books of records. The scroll is being opened. The book of Nigeria is being opened. The dealings of heaven with Nigeria is being opened. And he's recounting his covenant. He's recounting his dealings. He's recounting where you now stand. And they have been told, this is what you have done. Are you going to do things differently? Through this gate, I will away. Hey, in the dawn, I will away. Go through the day, I will away in the dawn. I will away. I will go through the day. I will away. Pass through it, because the Lord God of hosts has passed through it. He waiting for the priest. And the incense will remain shut. Except on the Sabbath day and on the new moon. It is for the priest. He will stand at the east gate and he will offer. He will eat his sacrifice. And the priest, the high priest, will offer sacrifice with him. And the east gate will remain open from the Sabbath day and the new moon until the evening of the next day. The east gate is open. It is the day of the priest. And now the priest, the high priest, the honor of Melchizedek, must now meet him at the gate. Every grace, every gift, every messenger,
every prophet and apostle God sent into this church, because the investment is too much. And God has not seen the return on his investment. Because what we gave, we built what we liked with it. Many people who were not supposed to start churches did start church. Because it was the normal thing to do. God didn't call us to do the normal thing. He called us to do what he called us to do. And many different kinds of wineskins and systems that should have been built in Nigeria have not been built. Because people did what they were used to. And said there is nothing else that the Lord is saying. And many turn ministry to politics. And turn the anointing to opportunity. And felt it was their anointing. And their church. And their ministry. But the person, the real owner, is coming to collect. And he's coming with a measuring line. And the true of God said he released yet another generation. And the younger generation said the older ones didn't get it right. But we will do it. And they ended up doing what they liked. And what they enjoyed. And many ended up being leaders when they should have been servants. They ended up gaining titles when they should have been stewards and guardians of realms. He said, Lagos was a former epicenter of my moves. But how many new moves have you seen come out of Lagos? The days came when the angelic principalities that ruled the body of Christ and operated fresh things in Nigeria moved from Lagos. They moved out of this city. They moved out of this realm. And anybody who would pay and come into fresh things have to learn to go outside Lagos and go up north to be able to tap into fresh speakings. It was the day in the 90s where every fresh move that came into Nigeria came through the coast of Lagos. And the angelic guardian of Nigeria stayed in Lagos to open the gate, but that day is no more. And many people started getting calls to move further up north. Move further to the middle belt. Move to Abuja. Move. And many didn't understand that God was preparing and arranging new staging area. New ground as staging area for launch pad. And many got to Abuja and built the same thing while announcing something new. And the many fellowships that have been there, traditional establishment, refused to accept something new. And they kept on building their systems. They claim it is for the glory of God. And it is heaven's agenda. But it is your agenda you are building. And you do your programs annually as usual. Normally as usual. Your titles and positions are the same, like you know all of God. And if God happens to release something fresh, you will squeeze him into the normal setting that you have, not thinking that he has any idea of how another wineskin should be created to contain what he has given. And that's why the wine remains stale, says the Spirit of God. And you prayed for revival, and you never saw one like you anticipated. How can new wine be put in old wineskin? Revival can never come on old wine, no matter how many programs. Revival comes on new wine, says the Spirit of God. We have the opportunity in this conference to engage God one more time on behalf of Nigeria and say we will be a seed that will serve the Lord, that will be counted for a generation. Because many have gone about their normal lives. It is to use God to get what they want. Not that the Lord is not a blessing and a giving God. But once you get what you want, you are satisfied. You never sought the desire of his heart. Now that the desire of your own heart is satisfied, you can't go beyond your camp to go and seek the Lord. You must remain in your comfort zone. Anyone who will see the Lord must go beyond his comfort zone now. This is the time. Go beyond what you are used to. Go beyond what you have built. Go beyond what you have established. Go beyond your camp. Go into the tabernacle of glory that is now outside the camp. Let God held the covenant. But not anymore. No fresh move has been coming out of this place. Anything fresh has to require somebody to come from up north. And anybody who wants to taste the fresh prophetic speakings and apostolic speakings of heaven has to connect with the north and the middle belt. Because divine camps right now are now located all over that place. Because that is the front line right now to resist the demonic advance coming from the north to the south. And hear me, you stay in Lagos, you stay in the west, you think you are safe. You think only the Christians in the north will face the assault of evil. But look again, they are already in your vicinity. You are not even you. Not even you is safe. When you go to sleep, understand that what the Christians face in the north, you too, you will face it in the south. Because you have turned the worshiping and the ministrations of God into your comfort zones. And now the shakings have begun. But we can stand. There can arise a seed that can intercept. And we'll be given a double portion. So that they can run with double speed and sacrifice to bridge the gap, to intercept what is coming. The man with a measuring line is now in your land. Thank you, Father. Kababashakahaya. Ikedeyebakabashikahaya. I will awake. This is the morning. And that's why when God began to open doors for Nigeria, hardly ever has a nation seen God's hand intervene in its government like Nigeria. And the Lord says, I open doors in high places. But what did you do with it? How many nations do you number in the earth that their rulers, presidents, and governors open the door to ministers the way I have done in this nation? And when we went there, what did we do? We collected for our interest. We established our interest. And all the previous movings that God had been releasing to prepare us for the open door, we missed it. In this nation, when they said nobody who names the names of Jesus Christ will ever sit in the throne of power, the Lord did it once, removed a man by death, put another one from prison there. In which kind of nation does that happen by accident? And the second time, another man came. And he seemed to be good, but there was evil perpetrating underground. And the Lord removed him and brought a non-ambitious man from the poorest part of the nation that produced the wealth of the nation and said, rule over this nation. And when he got there, what did we say? We say he is incompetent. We didn't see how he was opening doors all over the place. It's not him God was looking at. It was you God was looking at. And he opened the door to the church like never before. Humbled himself. Said, but what did we do? We gave what we had. And we stole more than the people who were there. Now we dare to ask God for this nation. We stole more than the people who were there. And we had no real insight to offer. No building patterns to offer.
no strategies for the nation to offer when the door was open. Because the various wines and ways and strategies and measures heaven released, we built it out of our pattern. It doesn't fit into our agenda. So when the door opened, we didn't even have the scroll of heaven for Nigeria. What is God's plan for Nigeria? What is the strategy? Can you tell me in an articulate one-page writing the design of God for this nation? Supposing the door should open again. Because when heaven released measures, we said it doesn't fit into our camp. And when the hour came, we're saying, no, we want this. We want democracy. We want Saul. We want something that looks like the Western nations. You may soon become like the ungodly Western nations if you are not careful. We didn't understand that it was a door opened unto us. And the people in the West didn't care. The people in the South didn't care. It was only the business of the people in the North who were contending on the front lines to live and die for the gospel. To be killed. But look around you now. The marauders are at your doorsteps too. The killers of your brethren that you didn't take into account, they have come here too. God is recounting his dealings with our nation. Because the councils of heaven are going on over this meeting. And they are bringing back the book. Daniel 7, 9 to 13 says, and judgment seats were cast out of heaven. And the Ancient of Days sat, and his throne had a wheel of fire. And out of the wheel flowed a river. They issued a river of fire, and the beasts were gathered unto the court. And the court session began, and the books were opened. You have a scroll and you are satisfied. Unless you operate in the new measure God gives you, you may never see what is written in your scroll. How do you know what is in your scroll unless they unseal it? But they only unseal in the councils of heaven. If we don't mirror the meetings and the councils of heaven, how do we know what is in the scrolls? Because we've had many meetings, many conferences, many programs, and we started and finished and never touched the things that were written in books of heaven for those meetings. So long as we could have successful programs and have powerful time and dance and release, even we feel the anointing and we say that program was great because the anointing went to another level. The anointing went to another level because the man with the measuring line added 1,000 cubits to it. What we should have been asking is, what was this new measure went for? The man who owns the anointing, who added another measure, what did he intend this level of release to be for? But what we say? We say it was a great program. We have a greater one next year. And we repeat the same thing, not adding the measure and keep on having it in cycles rather than developing a progression. Right now, we don't even know at what stage we are in heaven's plan. Most people didn't know when the scroll of God over Nigeria was yanked from the lines of operation, from implementation in the realm of spirit, and another scroll began to run. And so everybody was prophesying. And when prophesying, we didn't know how the prophecies went out. It didn't fit into the expectation because the scroll was removed. And another program was running. And it was removed because we were not implementing what was in the plan. And when God released measures to the church, it is to position it in obedience. With obedience comes authority, and then we can change the nations and shift the territories and pronounce the judgments of God. Having a readiness to avenge all disobedience when your obedience is complete. But we don't even know what the obedience is and where it's at. And we want to continue holding programs year in, year out. And the danger is closing in. And it's closing in. And we are continuing with our program. We don't understand that there is a gap between where we are supposed to be and where we currently are. And right now, no one is bridging the gap.
And God sought for a man to stand in the gap. There must be another generation that must stand in the gap. There must be another group of people who must offer another sacrifice, offer another incense, offer another dedication for obedience, and ask for the scroll of God to be repositioned, to be restored in the running software of Nigeria. I will await. I will go through this gate. I will await, in the dawn. I will await, I will go through this gate. I will await, Jesus spoke to Jerusalem and Israel. Say, how many times will I call you? You would not. I sent you prophets and servants, and some you stoned, some you drove away, and some you killed. And therefore wisdom has said, I will send them prophets and apostles and wise men, and some more of them they will kill and stone and reject until their cup is full. And every iniquity from the generation of Zechariah that was killed before the altar until now will be counted on this generation. We see new apostles arise. We see new programs. We see fresh prophets. We are shouting, this is great ministry, great program. Do you know what wisdom has said? Are they sending us these men and these anointings because they want to complete the filling of the cup? And then this powerful man of God was like that powerful man of God. This man has this revelation. That, yes, because they call them and number them in heavenly places and say, you go first, you go second, you go third. We have to send them up to 10 witnesses before we release judgment. Otherwise, the cup is not full. And you are shouting, but they are counting. Wisdom. I said, we were saying on Wednesday afternoon that this scroll contains the mystery wisdom of God ordained. Right now, we have ministry plans. We don't know divine wisdom to fulfill prophecy. We finish prophetic meetings and we prophesy, but we don't know that there is a wisdom to the mystery we just spoke. There is a pathway that leads to fulfilling God's agenda. We are professional ministers in Nigeria, but we are low on the mysterious wisdom of God to fulfill his plan. Jesus was born King of the Jews. His star appeared in the night skies. His word was given in the palace of Herod. Wise men came from the east to confirm his birth. He was ordained from birth King of the Jews, even by cosmic signs. And when Peter said, you will not die, Jesus said, Satan, get behind me. When they forced him, they came to force him to be king. He refused, and wasn't he born to be king? And people said, no, you must be the king of Israel. And he ran away. Why? What is the difference? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with what Peter said? You won't die. We want to share Judah and Jerusalem. And with the other apostles, we rule other territories. Because, listen, he wasn't just born to be king. He was born to be king by the wisdom of God. And Jesus rebuked Peter and said, you savour not the things that be of God, but the wisdom that be of men. There is a hidden wisdom which we speak in a mystery, which is not of this world or of the princes of this world. Otherwise, the princes would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Do we know the wisdom of God? What we know is how to start ministry and how to open branches. And how to print, who will print banner and logo. And we are printing logos of things we don't know anything about. And more people are receiving more callings to be successful according to that order. And then you now see God raising more apostles and sending them and making sure they are rejected. Making sure their message is sidelined. They are obscure, looking for excuse to make them look bad. Jesus of Nazareth, is he Messiah? Messiah doesn't come from Nazareth. No, Messiah comes out of Galilee. And Jesus refused to tell them where he is from. And without a parable, he refused. Why are some ministries parables to us? Have wisdom numbered apostles and prophets with the intent that we should reject them? Is that what is going on? Why is there the voice of cutting-edge truth in Nigeria is so on the low? Before you break through, you will pull out that mantle and submit to the system so that the fresh speaking never emerges on the grand stage. It will never emerge, and God is keeping quiet. Anybody who will emerge will have to shed that mantle, shed that weakness, remove that authority, and bow to the system. Otherwise, they won't promote you. And now we are skilled in curing GO's favor for promotion. We are skilled in ministry politics. Politics, we are threatening each other with death threats and sending assassins after each other. And it is who gets the money. When we plan programs, it is for the money. And we are calculating the offerings and exacting tolls and making gains that are strange and exercising as pastors authority you don't have over human souls. But the cutting edge voice that will bring the fresh season, it will never emerge. Are they numbering them against us? Are they making sure that we reject them? Making sure that they are stoned, they are cast out, they are disgraced, embarrassed. You walk into systems, a man's anointing is no longer there to cover him. And all manner of evil and temptation and wickedness begins to happen to him in the middle of systems. And he can't understand that the thing that covered him stayed at the door. He didn't follow him into the system. Inside of that system, he thinks he's in the house of God. Because he's one of the few people that has a sincere heart. But he's not. He's inside the house of a ruling spirit that has a system in what is called churches. And you can't be a true minister, you can't be an effective minister, an emerging voice if you remain simple. You must know ministry politics, otherwise, your measure has already been drawn, your limit has been marked, your days have already been numbered. People who are more evil, but no ministry more than you, are getting ready to execute you. You are here, you are picking up mantles. Do you know where you are going? God told Ezekiel and said, some of you, I see you get Ezekiel mantle. He said, it would have been better for you if I sent you to one heathen nation that didn't know God at all. Because I'm not sending you, I'm sending you to the house of Israel. So a very sickness. Some of you don't know the snake pit you are going into. Because you think the system is the house of God. The tabernacle is outside the camp. And you are going into places. And you are going to make it the glory of God. The thing that's been sitting there for thousands of years before you were born will soon come talk to you. Hold your scroll very well. I admonish you. You don't know it yet because you've not begun to emerge. But if you are faithful halfway measure and you begin to emerge, you will see the serpent that is in the middle of the system. Definitely.
Oh, open this gate, I will away. Hey, in the dawn, I will away. I will go to this day. I will awake in the dawn. I will awake. Go to this day.
Defend the system. He called and gave the anointing to reveal his house. And God gave Nigeria so much. We are taking for granted that it belongs to us. But the man with the measuring line is around. We are so built in such a way that if God wants to bet something now, before it ever rises up, it will be killed. That's how we are designed now. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, he has ordained strength because of the enemy, that he might steal the enemy and the avenger. Our best bet for stopping the enemy in the future is what we are aborting. Because it doesn't look great now. The wise men who were Babylonians, they were from Iraq. They were from the east. They could recognize a king in the manger. Could recognize a king, but now, no. We only recognize what is in the palace. It takes true wisdom and revelation to see a baby in a goat's pen and know that he's the king. But what we need now is all the flashy titles and things to discern what we are looking at. How can we see the kingdom? But it is out of the mouth of babes and sucklings that the avenger will be stopped. But we checkmate it before it can ever emerge. We can't just hold prophetic conferences. Every new year we declare this is the year of this. And yeah, what about last year? The thing God released last year and 5 years ago, he meant it to run for the next 10, 15, 20 years. But we are running an annual calendar. God is running transgenerational program. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He arranged three generations in set before they were born and said, this is the direction this stream will go. We are getting word for every year. And when this year finishes, we'll hold another prophetic conference so that we can get. But this thing has been running before you and I were born. And we think we can keep it in the contraptment that we created. In our, and when we get word, it's for us to. It's our own bathtub, and we interpret it for the whole sea and ocean. I think every deep fish, big fish and deep ocean is inside our backyard, in our bathroom. There is a nation of God in the earth. It's not just time for local assemblies. It's time for global assemblies locally. So that what God is doing in heaven and in the ends of the earth has manifestation in our locality. Moves of God go on in the earth. We don't interpret it in our context in Nigeria. We are too set, too arranged. We are so platformed. Everything God does is on the platform. We don't see his background moving. And so now we want to go and get another prophecy and get something else and begin to arrange it for next year. We didn't give account of what we released in the past 10 years. In the past 15 years. The Holy Spirit completed a full cycle of 16 years with September 2015 into 2016. It says a 16-year cycle from 1999 is complete. And many things he released in that period from 99 were cut off. And things went in a direction after 99 they were not supposed to go. And a lot of prophetic things God said did not see their end. A 15-year cycle is fulfilled and God has opened the book of remembrance. This year is 2016. This is the year of Malachi 3:16. Those who feared the Lord, they held a conference. They spake one to another. And the Lord peeped in and he did what? He opened books. He took it into heavenly council and books were opened. He took it into heavenly court and books of remembrance were opened. Right now we have prophetic ministry in Nigeria, prophetic manifestation, no kingdom mandate. We have prophetic gifts everywhere, but injustice prevails. Prophets who will prophesy, but not confront wickedness, confront oppression. Confront when the downtrodden is down. So now the terrorists take up the cause of the downtrodden and say we are the ones fighting for the oppressed. What is the point of prophetic manifestation without a prophetic spirit, without a prophetic mandate? They slapped Jesus and said, prophesy to us.
give us word of knowledge, who threw the slap. And it was not about giving the word of knowledge at that point in time. It was about fulfilling a wisdom that was running. And we have prophetic anointing released consistently from 1990 to the year 1999. The effect of those prophetic outpourings, we can't see it now. What we have, other than seeing titles and names of ministry that sound prophetic, where is the agenda of God? Where is the justice of God in the earth? Where is the birthing of the arrowhead generation? Where are they? And so we received anointing. We didn't know it was not for us. It was to steward, designed to achieve certain things. We didn't know about transfer genealogies to fulfill divine design. We just know about ministry. And now we've come to get another word. No. God is opening the book of remembrance. This is the year 2016. We are in Malachi 3:16. The Lord is hearing us and He's opening books of remembrance. And He is conferencing. He's dialoguing. The councils of heaven are in sitting. They are opening books of your various territories, of your various callings, of your various fellowships up until now. And there must be a seed, a generation, who will hold what is heaven's agenda and see what is in heaven's mystery wisdom and not do ministry as usual.
Kababa Shakaha. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you, Father. Kababa Shakaha. Lifiteba Kababa Shakaha. February 2014, and on the eve of leaving, I was asked to hold a meeting the next morning, and I refused and said I was too tired.
And I was just going to get up in the morning and leave. And in the night, I had a dream, had an encounter. And woke up and slept back, and the vision wasn't really a dream, it was like a trance vision. Continued. I suddenly found myself in a room in heavenly, in heaven. And I saw 12 apostles of the Lamb sitting around a round table. I remember where I was standing, the table was to the left. It looked like a large boardroom table or a large dining table. And there was a circle on the floor. And the table was on the edge of that circle. And they were deliberating. I almost ran away. I looked for how to run. I just couldn't get out because I was wondering what I was doing there. And they were talking, and I was standing, and they were talking back and forth, and they looked very serious. And sometimes they stopped, and then they continued. And at the end, they gathered around and started moving towards me. One of them, who I recognized to be like Paul the apostle, was like the scribe. And that's not unscriptural, because Paul was the scribe of the New Testament. And he was writing on his piece of paper what they were saying, and he had a file, a flat file in his hand, and they walked towards me, all of them. He was with them, and they came to me and they handed me the file with the piece of paper, the sheet of paper that they kept the minutes of the meeting, and they said, you must get this across urgently. And I began to say how that emerging people in our country and our generation, that they will begin to select them and partner them with mantles of apostles who lived in times past. But that they will be shared, shown and given and shared with on these mantles according to arrangements and orders and circles that they will create. That there were registered circles, apostolic circles, classes in heavenly places. And that certain men and women, many of them young, some of them not so young, will be paired, most of them young, will be paired with apostles in heavenly places as they sit within these circles. And they began showing me faces of many young people on the earth, showing me this one is partnering with, is going to share with Luke's mantle, this one is going to share that man's mantle, this one is going to share this apostle's mantle, this one will share Simon Peter's mantle. And they said, but those mantles, the implementation of the power, the authority, and the dimensions of the witness of those mantles will be released instrumentally as those people sit in their designated classes. And they connect with their designated circles. And so they were shaping apostolic circles, apostolic fairs, and apostolic roundtables out of heaven. But for an emerging generation whose purpose was to receive the transfer of heavenly apostles, apostles, men who have crossed, especially the 12 apostles. They look like the 12 apostles, some plus some other people who gathered with them. I know Paul was not among the original 12, so there were others gathered with them. But the transfer, it will be an installment. There will be the teachings of that dimension. There will be the understandings, the commitments required, the focus required. There will be the principles of the realm. There will be the impartation of power. There will be the impartation of authority, of wisdom, of depth, of revelation in installments as they sit in their designated circles. And
And they gave me an analogy when I was in primary school. I was in primary school. I came first in primary one, third semester, third term. But I had some group of friends I really liked. So I was sick before I resumed in primary two. So when I came to school, I just went with my friends. So we went to 2C instead of going to 2A. And every time they read the register in 2C, my name would not be there. And I ran almost a whole term there. It affected me a lot as a child because I went to the class where the friends I liked went, not to the class where I was registered. When new seasons come in your life, one of the ways you know is the divine, new divine relationship God activates. And most people, like I'm sensing, they also say many people like their sentimental relationships, not their divine relationships. And if you like your sentimental relationships, you won't discover or discern the class, the spiritual circle in which you've been designated. And that's how I missed almost a whole term until they took me to the headmistress and they now say, I said, your name is in 2A, not 2C. These circles are appointed out of heaven. I know that there are many apostolic networks in Nigeria, apostolic coalition, apostolic government, but who shapes the web? Are you part of an apostolic web because you signed the register? You just filled the form and you are in that network? Or is that your apostolic realm, your apostolic sphere, where you have a divinely appointed office to function in that environment, or you are just in the among? Many apostolic people are asking questions, brother, and say, well, what, how far, why is our web, our network not breaking? We are not shaping because it is yours. It is not his design. Why has the apostolic move not broken through in Nigeria? The apostolic move evolved and became denominational all over again. And the titled people now became apostles. The original apostles, they pushed them back. What happened? Because we did not follow, we didn't align with wineskin. We're increasing measures of authority. Would have been installed until we gained mastery, until we gained real line authority in the realm of the spirit. We built another wineskin and still called it network, and called it coalition, and called it all those other fancy and nice apostolic names, which they are not. Within an apostolic realm, within an apostolic circle, if you belong there, you have a designated office. Not human ordination. You have a divinely appointed place, and when you stand there, you become something of an authority in the niche created for you in that ecosystem. It's not like you are an itinerant minister. You just travel from territory to territory where you have invitation. You have apostolic spheres, an apostolic territory. And in each territory, you have a designated seat out of heaven. You have a designated office. So in one apostolic sphere, you can be a prophet. And you arrive in another apostolic sphere, you are an apostle. Because according to that spiritual territory, that is the designation heaven gave you. And you arrive in another, sometimes I'm among prophets and I become a teacher. But if I'm among teachers, I become a prophet. And I don't control it. The Bible says the gifts of the Spirit function as the Holy Ghost wills. And so, the apostolic mappings of Nigeria, the apostolic maps and circles and spheres of Nigeria, we don't know what it is. And everybody has their apostolic networks. But not understanding the mappings and spheres of heaven with jurisdictions. When you belong in an apostolic, say an apostolic territory, you have jurisdiction there. You have spiritual authority there. You have angelic guide there. Paul said, he that is mightily, effectually at work in Simon Peter. So the apostleship of the sphere of the territory of the Jews has another mighty working in me. So the apostleship of the Gentiles. He understood his apostolic sphere. And in the book of Romans chapter 10 and 11, when he was even going to venture as far as to write about the Jews, he said, as touching Jews, I will come to them. I magnify my office. He had to announce and activate and trigger another department of his office before he could begin to write about Jews, because his normal containment and jurisdiction was the Gentiles. And God released apostolic shaping from 99 in Nigeria, and he went off soon after that, went off track. And we built because we had influence, not because we had designated authority. And we choose favorites out of sentiment, not because they were registered in heavenly places. So that the prophetic voices that should have been positioned within certain apostolic circles to activate their heavens and usher in fresh resources as heaven designated were cut off. Simply because they didn't have the influence. Or they were too small, too poor, too uneducated, too young.
Oh, 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 oh.
Something began to happen. Many of the apostolic prophetic people, prophets, they began to wander aimlessly because they didn't know how to fit into designation. And many began to die in the wilderness. Many began to get aborted in the wilderness. The support system, the system that heaven puts for them, designed for them to receive nourishment on a frequent basis, they didn't know how to discern it, because their only mode of survival was to discern the already set platforms. And once they were rejected, or once they were not recognized, or once they didn't know how to discern where, how to position, they went into wilderness. And many went into wilderness and never came out. Some died spiritually. Many aborted their callings and went and did the things that they knew they were not called to do. They forgot that original call, and some died physically. And by now, they should have been emerging to birth something fresh. But many of them are so disoriented. And that's the ones who survive. And on and on and on, the abortions went. The disoriented, the setups that they were supposed to be fed in and developing, those setups turned into something else. And they started Sunday morning church and cut off the prophetic sound and began the high life gospel music. And the people who knew gospel music left the source. The people who knew prophetic music left the source and made another theology and religion out of prophetic music. Where are the prophetic musicians from the 90s? How many of them do you see around? How many survived? And the Elijahs that didn't know how to descend the streams, the subterranean streams and brooks in the wilderness died. And they were real Elijahs, but it took something else to survive in the wilderness. Now there's an reemergence, but there are too few. Now those few now have to train another generation. Whereas, by now, there should have been emergence. Make no mistake, we are nothing less than 10 years behind schedule in God's plan for Nigeria. We. You know how many conferences, programs, annual anniversaries have held and scrolls came out of heaven and went back? Or they came out and remained locked. And people felt the power but never got the decoded message. And only the people who got the decoded message, their lives were at stake, so they ran into the wilderness. And he said, you must stay in the circles where you are registered. The import of that is that divine patterns of fellowshipping must emerge if the mantle transfer is to survive. Otherwise, this cycle I just described, God forbid, it should not repeat itself again. You who got impartation know what happened to your predecessors. They either shed it and left it, or they perished in the wilderness. Or some of them had to become really hardy and spartan to survive and re-emerge again. Many were betrayed over and over because they walked into systems that they called God's house, but were religious systems empowered by political spirits. And anywhere Ahab is king, Jezebel will rule. And Ahab is the political spirit. And Jezebel is the overriding control spirit that will kill prophets as a priority. Right now is the wrongest time to find yourself in the wrong church atmosphere. Did you hear? Because what is in that atmosphere for you will be a curse, not a blessing. I'm nowhere. Many have already died. You walked into church atmosphere, your sensitivity shut down. Your fellowship with God, it went down. Your financial flow are supplied by heaven, not by manipulation. You didn't see it again. You can't hear God clearly again. You think you sat in the house of God, but it was under Jezebel as ruling spirit that you sat. And the abortion already started. How can Jezebel be in church atmosphere? Let me tell you how. When Ahab, the political spirit, is the king, and he rules by politics and manipulation in church, the next thing that will happen is that he creates a throne for Jezebel. It's as easy as that. And Jezebel is not a spirit that is afraid of church. Jezebel likes church program. When Jezebel was going to kill Naboth to collect his vineyard, she organized church program with night vigil, with special platform, and said Naboth will be the chairman of the program. And during the program, she organized false witnesses to bear witness against him. And from program, they took him to the back of the city and killed him. So if you think Jezebel is afraid of church, think again. She knows church politics more than you. It's you that came there with simple mind. She is not there. And when I say she is not a woman, you know it's not women. That women operate this, but it's mostly men. Anytime Ahab is ruling, anytime Ahab is king, the political spirit operates a place. It is Jezebel that will rule the place. And anytime Jezebel rules, the prophets are in trouble. Until the prophetic genealogy from Elijah to Elisha to the young prophet can re-emerge before Jezebel is judged. This is the wrongest time. There are people who go to places and they contact things and start feeling oppression. And they attend special programs. The wine on you is new. You enter into an old wine skin. You think the ruling spirit there will ignore you. You can ignore it, but it's not ignoring you. It's prime target. God called the prophets and said, renew your prophetic oil. You are repeating the same dead prophecy, speaking the same dead tongue over and over, seeing the same culturally influenced vision over and over. You use your cultural mysticism to interpret revelation and dreams, and you call it the word of the Lord. Because you won't renew your mind unto kingdom. The prophetic does not speak your cultural language. The prophetic doesn't speak churchianese. The prophetic speaks kingdom language. And if you are born again, the Bible says you will see a kingdom. If you are washed of water and of the Spirit, it says you will enter. If you got born again and didn't see a kingdom, you got born into something else. And if you are a prophetic person and all you see is masquerades and demons chasing you, you are not seeing the kingdom. Even if you have a prophetic gift, and we have reduced levels, miniaturized, and mixed prophetic realms operating and serving as the word of the Lord. The lamp is almost going out. The eyes of Eli glowing thing. There has to be another Samuel generation that will raise schools of prophets. And you are repeating the same thing. God has bred fresh wine. You are going on the old revelation. It's time to reimagine. The thing about new wine and new oil is you will go down to get it. You are not going to stand up and climb your high horse and it will come and meet you there. You have to come down. Because the first will be the last. The last will be the first. And God calls many times, I'm speaking something fresh, but we already had our agenda. That night, they showed me various people who were called to share, and I recognized some of them as friends in here. Some I didn't recognize, but some I knew. And then they came to me and showed me the brother who asked me, hold a program in the morning before you travel. And I told him, I'm not holding, and I'm tired. I just want to go. And they said, this brother shares mantle with Peter. He told you to hold the program. Why not hold it? And they continued some other things, said some other things, and I came out of it. The next morning, one of the ladies who came to clean the room, they told me, I had a dream, I saw you in the night, and they told me that you will hold a meeting. And you will not leave town until you hold that meeting, which will end by 12 noon. And so my trance was not just a dream, it was actually real. He said, the meeting, I said, okay, we will see. And then we began the meeting, and the anointing lifted at 11:57. And the meeting ended at 12 noon. According to that word, to symbolize the 12 apostles of the Lamb that met around the round table. And after that, the patterns of the 12 began to emerge. And patterns of 7s began to emerge. And the patterns of numbers continued to increase. You see, in an apostolic circle, in an apostolic sphere, in an apostolic round table, there are specified numbers. And there are roles for each one of the people fitted into that number. Listen, you can be a pastor with a whole denomination under you, and your next realm of promotion will not be within your denomination. Your next realm of promotion can be in another circle where that mantle God released for your next realm will function. It will function in that circle. It won't function in your own platform. And so you can be one thing on your own platform and you come into the circle God designates and you suddenly become another thing. And you are operating this and you are wondering, well, how did I, what happened to me? It is because the shoe fitted the foot. You stepped into that office within the sphere that heaven designed it to function. And heaven designed certain levels of authority. Authority over territory. Authority over cities. Authority over finance. Authority over harvest. Authority over nations. To function within certain circles. And when we refused to design those circles, we didn't see those authorities. We didn't see those extent of power. We didn't see the extent of glory. We didn't see the realm of fulfillment of prophecy. Right now, many people in the body of Christ have been promoted. They've been elevated to another realm, another rank, but they are staying within their tent instead of crossing out to the camp where the tent of the Lord is standing. And there are promotions that have occurred that have no structure of implementation. Because we've not discerned the circles within which certain offices are going to function. They won't function according to your dictate. They will be released as you stand within the designated and registered circle out of heaven. And that's why the apostolic move in Nigeria has not seen the breakthrough power that it keeps on talking about. The massive influence to reshape whole spheres has been missing. To bet whole revivals that will be spontaneous, not programmed, stage managed, and created in induced environments. Not attempting to say raise river and see fishes in an aquarium. Real spontaneous outbreaks of God that will keep on going even when guest minister leaves. Do you understand? Apostolic circles and apostolic callings in Nigeria, the recent apostolic reformation never saw it because they never designated the circles. On the day of Pentecost, there were 12 apostles. Jesus initially raised 12. One of them became a betrayer and went away. And then Peter activated that office again and says, Bishopric, let another man take. They had to be 12. They couldn't be 11. And they filled that 12th office, and the day of Pentecost came, and guess what? 120 were filled with the Holy Ghost. That growth was not by administration and program. It was because structural alignment was achieved, and so the growth too became structural. They arrived at the measure of 12, and the 12 was used as a measure to calculate their growth pattern. And Bible says Peter with the 11 stood up. That means 12 of them spoke, but Peter was the voice. His ranking to on the day of Pentecost, all the nations were in Jerusalem. From Iran, Persia, from Elam, from Babylonia, Cappadocia, from Ethiopia, they were all there to address an international environment. It had to have the ranking of the 12. The circle had to be complete. And Peter stood up with 11. And when he spoke, the Bible says about 3,000. 3,000 is not an arbitrary number. It was not a scattered number. 3,000 is 120 that God filled with the Spirit times 25. So it was structured. It was designed. The measurement on them, the measuring line on them was being used to measure this and to add that and to measure this and to add that to the boundary. The Bible says the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. The measurement of the boundary is falling unto me in what? In it's measured. And now that I have a what? A goodly heritage. It is measure that creates the boundary. And once they are aligned with the measure, their boundary was being expounded and increased by the measure that they became. 120 times 25. Bible says about 3,000. I suppose it's 120 times 24. I don't know. You remember when they became a multitude in that same Jerusalem that Jesus was crucified and killed, the disciples became a multitude. And there was so much breakthrough that they needed extra people to serve bread because the Hellenists were complaining. And what did Peter and the apostles say? He said, choose from among yourselves. You know what we do if it's us? One of the apostles will become in charge of finance. The other one in charge of food. The other one will be in charge of... But he said, this office, we must be 12. Operating in full power. We cannot leave the ministry of prayer and the word to go and serve tables. You choose from among... Was it not an urgent and important situation? It was, but not as urgent as filling the number and the measure of that realm. And there's a way we build, but there's another way heaven builds. Heaven anoints a certain number of people with a particular rank and say they operate in a particular council, a round table, a circle. Once they fit into it, a realm of glory switches on. We say, no, we have our denomination and platform. What would have happened if each man would have had his own if it was today? But there had to be 12 operating apostolically to hold the government of God in Jerusalem. And such is the manner of measures and numbers. And the measuring lines and the wineskins. And how they are designed to operate. When they operate like that, they will fulfill the purpose for which they were sent. But when God releases things and we have another mode and wineskin of arranging, it will do something but not what God designed. But all the while that God was trying to communicate that to us in this country, we were having our annual program. And the measures were never seen. It's time for another wine meeting. And I held that meeting, and the meeting ended by 12 noon exactly. And I started noticing, after that, if I hold camp meetings, hold prophetic school, and I will notice that exactly 12 noon, the meeting ends. And it became a phenomenon. And I knew that it was a sign that the councils of heaven was now functional in the things that we were doing. And December 2014, I was sitting in Kaduna. All of a sudden, I saw some of those men from heavenly places, and they were filling the room, but they were like a fire. I don't know how you see your own cloud of witness. You see, seeing the cloud of witness is not about seeing the garment and the beard of Abraham. It's about inheriting the revelation he walked with. You saw Father Abraham, but you have no revelation of faith. You don't know how to hope against hope. Call the call, raise the dead and call the things that be not as though they were. But you saw Abraham. Which Abraham did you see? You saw Enoch. You don't have revelation of immortality and translation. You don't have revelation of walking with God. You don't know how to keep in step with Him and go on journeys with Him. You are more program and activity oriented than relationship and journey oriented. Which Enoch did you see? You think you contacted Enoch by touching his beard or his hair? Bible says, they have been dead yet speaketh. It is the witness that they gave, that the Holy Ghost rested upon, that became the scripture that we are reading, that is still what they are speaking. And so you saw the cloud of witness, you don't know their revelation in the word. What are you talking about? You have the spirit of Ezekiel, you don't know anything about reform. You don't know what it means to reform the nation of Israel. You have no understanding of restoring the lordship of the house of Israel, of confronting the nation. You have no revelation of the spirit realm and operating in spirit realm prophetic things. You have no ministration of the watchman. Ezekiel 33 verse 3 says, Son of man, I make you a watchman to the house of Israel. You saw Ezekiel, but you don't know what it means to be a watchman. It's their revelation and their witness that we read. The scripture is the cloud of witness. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's David that said it, not God. But we read it and say it's the word of God. And it is. Because it's a witness established out of heaven, backed by the Holy Ghost. So that even this, David is dead, he's on the other side, but he is still speaking by the Holy Ghost in that psalm. And if you quote that psalm and you believe it, and every other psalm, you are accepted of God, because it was not the word of man, though spoken by man. So don't tell me you got a scroll from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You have no understanding of covenant. You have no understanding of spiritual genealogy. You have no understanding of faith and patience. You have no understanding of hope. You have no understanding of journeying to a land that I will show you. Operating not from familiarity, but from faith and revelation. Or what do you think Abraham was about? His beard? And they came, I saw those men filling the hall in December 2014, and they said the meeting just ended. So when I came out of the dream in February, that didn't mean it, because time and eternity, they told me time and eternity synchronized from when the meeting ended there to December, all the way from February. So while I was thinking, you know, I came out, I kept having glimpses through the month, and my meeting kept ending at 12 noon and 12 midnight and going on and on like that, because I was still in touch with a sitting of 12 in heavenly places. And they now came and said, we just finished the meeting. And they said, that's why what you were speaking all of this while, the timing had not really come, so the message couldn't really get out. But now we are releasing fire. You take it out and the circles of God will begin to shape in the earth. It is time for apostolic circles.
I will await, hey. I will go through this gate. I will await, hey. In the dawn, I will await, hey. I will go through this gate. I will await in the morning. I will await. Oh Lord, this is the day. I will await. Go to the gate.
in the dawn, I will awake. Go through this gate, I will awake. In the dawn, oh, oh.
In mid-air, and the few prophetic apostolic people who are maintaining precision are having greater work and greater resistance when they do the real work. Many answers that we have gotten, we are praying for now, and we are praying and praying, and we don't, because the design in which those answers come were not implemented. Many prophetic apostolic people are just scattered. They are just wandering. They are having encounters. They don't know they have a number. And they are numbered as part of a number. There was a 12 numbered in Jerusalem. And then there was a 7 numbered as deacons. Jesus numbered an original 12. Within that 12, he numbered a 3. And outside of that 12, he numbered a 72. Or a 70. And it was a pattern. Why was he numbering them like that? Because to possess various territories and invade Israel with the gospel, that structure had to be in place. They couldn't be less than 12. And for some adventures and invasions, they couldn't be less than 22. That was the design that could hold the cloud of glory that was coming out of heaven. To contend with the Pharisees was no joke. The Pharisees sat in the seat of Moses. They had legitimate authority, even though they were corrupt. Jesus wasn't just speaking as a social critic. He was challenging thrones and authority. They sat in the seat of Moses, but his throne was higher. He had to arrange the structure. Many times we start ministry, we start project, we don't know the numberings, the structures, the patterns designed for that project released out of heaven. The designs remain suspended, they remain veiled, they remain invisible, and the people who should have been added to the web, they are wandering until they starve. In the wilderness. So what do? When we don't have design, we repeat it. Last year's revival, we repeat it this year. And we repeat it next year. And we say this year, why are you having annual revival? Revival is good so long as it is once. Because revival is when you raise something from the dead, is that not? Or something that is nearly dead. Why are you raising from there? It's that you are dying annually so that you can have a greater revival next year. And then die after that so that you can pray for an even greater annual revival. Why are you repeating the cycle? It's because the download of design for progression rather than repetition was never activated. And so we are repeating things. Even in the apostolic realm, we are recycling things rather than creating realms. And accessing keys and wineskins. That's where we are at. If you want to read the book of Nigeria, that's the little witness I've been giving. And that witness says, we don't just do annual prophetic this and annual prophetic that. There is a design and there is a book of wisdom by which the mystery and plan, prophecy of God is going to come to pass. And that book is unsealed when the council sits. That's what we read in Revelation 5. And that's why we are seeing lions over and over in this conference. Revelation 5:5 says, the book sealed with 7 seals, that the lion of the tribe of Judah has overcome to break the seals, to open the book and to read what is there. If we have vision of lions and we don't break what is in the sealed book, that lion hasn't really achieved what he came for. So don't leave this place unless your scrolls for your territory where you are coming from is unsealed. On Wednesday, I gave a word about Namibia. Never been to Namibia, never read about Namibia. And the Holy Ghost talked about the occult, an accident rate. And this madam from Namibia said accidents are mysterious in that country. I was still wondering, why would the Lord of God give a word about a nation, its patterns of operation, and refer to us until I checked online and discovered that Namibia has the highest percentage rate of accidents in the world. In the world, you can Google it, accident rate in Namibia. I never knew, I was never thinking of that. But the Spirit of God had to speak about our nation because the watcher, angelic watcher over Namibia is in this conference. This is a national and international conference, not because everybody is present, but because the guardians and watchers of various nations and territories are present and they are having council sessions over their territory. And you who is here can break into their design, their circle, and pick up the scroll from where you are coming from and have the lion break the seal so that the mysteries be activated. And you go back with an implementation plan. Not we attended program, it was great, and now we are going back. And what was written in the book was never unsealed, even though the lion is present, waiting for you to listen to him. Stand to your feet.
I will await. Hey, I will go to the gate. I will await, hey, in the dawn. I will await, hey, I will go through this day. I will await, hey, hey.
Nation builder. We never followed that progression in the prophetic. And now when national questions are asked, we don't have strategy. But you see, we were designed to be trees. Those leaves are created for healing the nations. Already in our design out of heaven, we already have keys of nations. If we follow the river, we follow the plan, we follow the design, but we didn't see those things. When national doors opened, we had nothing to say. When scrolls begin to open, it is designs, it is patterns, it is wisdom, it is keys, it is numbers. The things that I shared were scrolls being opened. Those are not my words. And of course, I didn't plan that as a message. I couldn't read any scripture. Because the thing is overwhelming. Now that the lion is around, take advantage. And pray that the scroll for your own sphere be opened. That the numbering of your own realm become complete. That the design of your own circle become established. Lift your hand.
Thank you, Lord.